Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Yud Aleph. Picking up on Yud Mabiz Bada Bama page. Last, very last lines. We said in the Mishan, way back in the Vav. Kamatz fa'alu b'yodot tzor gargur melech. Let's say a person does kamitza and comes up in the kamitza a rock or a little bit of melech or a little bit of salt or even as lavona that comes up in it. Then what's going to be then? Beep, turn the page. Yud Aleph Aleph, which is said, okor et lavona, a small part of lavona, puzzle is going to be puzzle. Now, why is that? Because when you have that little bit in there, that means you have the part of the kamitza is missing over there. Right now, it's lacking from that part that's in over there. Says the Gemara, Kohani Lamali. Now, Rashi just points out for a second, what do you mean? Lavona has to be put into, you have the klisharis, you put the flour in there, and you put lavona, this frankincense, on top of it. So, of course, you're going to have that there. It says, no, what you do is you move it to the side, and then you take from the middle over there. So, Kohani Lamali, why don't you need all three of these examples? Three, we need all three. Ditanat, sorry, if you just would have said that you have a rock, a pebble, I would say it's not good because Mishun Delabar Akrovi, because that's not something that's brought up as a carbon of a melech. But salt is, we know the salt isn't put in the kli, but it is put afterwards. Therefore, we would aim at this kasha, would say it's okay if you're taking it as part of the kumitz, and the best way to have to teach us that. Vital Melech would have said salt, then I would say that the lo ikva baha de mincha meikara, because salt wasn't fixed with the mincha from the get go of a lavona, when it comes to lavona de ikva baha de mincha meikara, that was there from the get go, like the pasuk says, aim at this kasha, I would say that it's actually going to be good. Kamashal, let's have to say that this is not going to be good. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, why is it that a kometz that has something in there that's a rock or something that's far into it, why is it it's going to be no good? The answer is because of the issue that you have extra or the issue is extra or lacking. They show a kometz a chaser or yaser pasal. That has more or has less, it's going to be, I'm sorry, less or more, it's going to be pasal. My area mishum chaser or yaser, why are you saying that that's the reason? Typically mishum chatzitza, let's say there's an issue of chatzitza, that your hand is being blocked by this rock to touch the flour, or the flour itself is blocked from touching other flour. And for the Gemara, we're talking about a case where it's found on the side of it, so it's actually not separating one thing from another. Amalei Abaye L'Rava, a case that comes in, how do you do kamitza? Amalei Kid the Kamtse Inshe. It's done the way that people, what is kamitza? It's when you scoop up things. They scoop with their hands, they use all their fingers. Right? He closes his, what he does kamitza by closing his fingers over his palms. And, right, so then we go like this. Okay, they come to Inche, they scoop at their hands with all their fingers. Esei Frekli Gemara, Zu Zeres, this is a small finger, the pinky, which is called the Zeres. Or it says, Espa Ketanami Meno Maschil Zeres, Venafka Mina Lemidas Choshen Zeres Arka. So anyway, what happens is, Zu Kemitza, the Brisa says, gives all the names. The Zu Zeres is the small finger, Zu Kemitza, the fourth finger is called Kemitza. Zu Amma, the middle one's called the Amma. Zu Etzba, that's the one that the pointer finger, and Zugudal is called the Gudal, right? So we have the finger that's next to the little one, it's called Kemitza. It must be that the scoop that some of the coins starts with that finger, doesn't start with the small one, because it's going to throw us, it's all the fingers. Elalahashul, the answer is you put all the fingers in, but then you use the pinky. John, imagine you take a scoop with your hand of flour and close your hand over it, and then use the pinky to lift it up and down, in order to let go of that and to separate everything up to the Kemitza over there. Heichi. Ovid, how do you go ahead and gather this? How is it done? Rashi says, "Amas nisin mahadur the gatani zu kamitza the rimena maskel lekometz." How do you do it? Amar v'zutra bar tuvi amar rav. Chofa shloshe etzbosav. He closes three middle fingers. That's your magia. Al pas yado. He closes his three middle fingers that it goes up to the palm. Vekometz, and then he scoops whatever it is that he's able to hold on to over there. Tanya nami achi melo kumtzo. When it says idea melo kumtzo yachol mivoratzi, we think that maybe it's overflowing with the stuff between the fingers and all sides. Tamid lo remember kumtzo. It says with this kometz, I think it's got to be the ones that just in the middle of his fingers. Even kumtzov. It's just what it said that yachol barosh etzbosav. I would have thought that he could even do kamitza with his fingertips. He can get a small amount by just closing his fingertips over the base of his fingers. Imagine you fold your fingers over your fingers up top, but you don't go all the way to the palm. Tamalomer, meloch kumso, it's got to be meloch kumso, it's full kometz. Okay, so how does that work? How does your kometz? Chofesh shalosh esposav al pas yado v'kometz. He closes over the chofesh shalosh of the three fingers, the middle fingers, over the palm of the hand, right? I'll pass yado v'kometz, this kometz, you get whatever they want to hold. But machmas, macheshes, in the case of machmas or macheshes, the two different types of the, how you fry the dough, different types of menachos. Ashes de maseyem, afuyen, damar lakaman, v'perke ilu menachos. What does it say over there?
they get crumbled up before kmitza is done. Since they can't be crumbled into very fine pieces, each one has to be measured at least a kazayas. Some of them will inevitably be sticking out from the coin's hand. The Bais explains what the coin does in this situation. You smooth out the kmitza with the stem on the bottom, his thumb on the top, and his little finger on the bottom. And this is the avodah kosher in the mikdash, the difficult avodah in the mikdash. Says Gemara, Zahu v'sulo, that's the only one. The Gemara is end by saying, no, this is one of them. But what do you mean, that's it? Va'ika malika, what about malika? Taking the nail, sticking to the back of the neck of the bird. Va'ika chanifa, chafina, which is done in Yom Kippur, where he had to, you know, hold his hands with one thing, and the other hand, another one, the ladle of the Ketores, and use his teeth. That's not hard. Says the Gemara, Elazui achas of the kosher mizmor, is one of them. Amra papa, pshita li melo kumso kid kumtse inshe. It's obvious to me that when it says melo kumso, is full kumtse, it's the same that kumtse has to be done, the same way that people normally scoop things. Bayra papa, kumtse berosh yes basav mayim. What happens if a person did it with the tip of his fingers? I mean, that's the other, he did it from the sides. You know, he put the back of his hand on the flour and pushed it down until flour filled his hand by coming over the sides. Or what it means is that the kohen took the kometz from the side of the klisharis as opposed to the middle, says Rashi. Mimata lamala, my, what happens if he did it from the bottom to the top? Right, the back of his hand is facing down. He slips his fingers into the flour until he's able to lift it, the flour with his fingers to fill his palm. What's going to be all those cases, says Gemara, teku. Okay. Vaiter, says the Gemara. Amar papa, pshita li melochafim kirchafti inshi. It's obvious to me that when it says his cupped handful, it means the Kohen Gadol should fill his hands with ketores like people normally fill their hands. Right, you hold your hands apart from the sides facing downwards and insert both your hands into the ketores, bringing the hands together and lifting it up. But you're like, you're going to scoop up water. What if you did it with the Rosh Hashbasav? What happened if you did it one hand, another one separately, and you're going to put them together afterwards? What's going to be the din? Tegu. So as a Gemara, we don't know yet. If the coin did kamitza, he pasted the kometz to the wall of the kli, as opposed to putting it on the bottom of the kli. What's going to be the din? Toch kli be'inan. Do we need that the kometz be placed inside the kli of Aika and it's there? Or Dilma, hanach v'socha be'inan. It has to be that it's placed down on it. V'leka, we don't have that there. Teku. What's going to be the case if you took the kli and you flip it upside down, and then you push the kometz, and you paste it on the top of the up to which ends up being the bottom of the kli? What's it then? So after you're putting it like downwards, it has to be that it's placed inside of it, and you have that. It has to be done in a way that's the normal way of doing it, you know, in the directions of gravity, and we don't have that. Teku. Zok to the next Mishnah. Kate said, "Who said? How does he do kmitza? What's up, kmitza? Poshet es vasas apasti yado. He extends his finger over the palm of his hand. Riba shamna. If he increased the oil, Rashi says that is the dina lug. He says about a lug in there. Kedamer v'perik shtei midos. May I kra lemincha v'lug shemen." Right, or Chisi Shamla says he didn't put enough of it over there. Rashi says Psula. Kedemrin in Le'el, like we said earlier, Mishamna, Shem Chisa Koshu Pasol. So Chisa Levonta, or he doesn't put enough Levonta. All these cases, Psula's going to be Pasol. Hey, Kedemrin Rebbe Shamna, what is the case we're talking about that he increased the oil? What does that mean? Amar Rebbe Elaz, that means Kagon Shehifrish Lashtei Lugan. It means that he was Mafrish. He set two lug for the Mincha. And then what does he do? He goes and he mashes l'shem and chazu, v'irvu imah. He mixes it. The nearest kishtei halechem. Looks like the shalechem. Beluga mechza kasekatay tachtelo mifsala. Right. He mixes two lugs of oil into the flour, which makes it the contained amount of oil necessary for two mincha offerings is much more than, you know, larger amount of extra oil that's in there. And according to this, so we're saying now, if you put only a lug and a half, then the mincha would be fine because it doesn't have the amount necessary for two of them. Okay, now, says Gemara, look like you're going to Arev Bashamed Chulin Vashamed Chaverta. Let's say the Mishnah is talking about a case where you mixed into it even a smaller amount, but it's not sanctified oil, or a smaller amount of the oil that has been sanctified for another mincha. Says Gemara, V'chitem Vashamed Chulin Vashamed Chaverta Lo Pasal. If you want to say that the unsanctified oil or oil of another mincha would not pass the mincha, can't be, right? Can't be. Maskava Rav Rav Zitra Bar Tuvia, Elamayata, Minchas Chote, the possible shaman, when you have the Minchas Chote, which the addition of any oil is going to passel, how are you going to find this case? It's going to be no good. Edida, if it added to its own, right? It's its own oil. It was designated for Minchas Chote, Halesla, but it doesn't have oil. Edida, Chulin Mechaverta, if you want to say Chulin, that's a big Mechaverta. Or for another, you know, mincha, ha'amart lo pasal. We just said that oil, that type of oil, will not pasal a mincha. Vi amart de afrish la shemen ki... Yeah, skip that. V'rebi alazer, okay, what's coming out must be, at the case of the oil that's going to passel this minchas chote, proves that even an addition of unsanctified oil, or of minchas oil, another minchas oil, can invalidate the minchas. So why did Elazar speak only of the case where an extra lug was sanctified for this very mincha? Rabbi Elazar, lo mi bai, the chulin the chaver tapas. Of course, that's going to passel. I will hit for slush, nay lugin. But if you're mafresh for it to lugin, hol vaai chazi levaai chazi both are mechazi for it. And Elazar shouldn't passel it. Come ashulah, and therefore comes to say that the mincha is going to be passel even in that case. Fact the gemara uminali lerabbi Elazar. Where do we know? Where does Elazar know that this is actually the din that the mincha is going to become passel from the extra oil, even if it was muktash for that particular mincha? Amarava mas nisin kshisei. We had a problem with our mishnah. All right, what's the Mishnah? My area, the Tani Riva Shamna. Why is it? What's it teaching us by telling us that he increased its oil, right? Shamna. It implies that the oil had been sent, consecrated for that mincha. Let's say Riva La Shaman. Just say that you added oil. Allah Kamashon is telling you, the Alpha Gav, the Hifrish La Shnei Lugan, even your mouth for itself, Shnei Lugan, it's still going to be, no good, it's going to be possible. It says the next part of the Mishnah, Chise Leva Nasa. If you reduce this levon, it's going to be pasal. Tanu Rabbananai. Chasav Anda al Korit Echad Psula. If it became deficient and stood at one particle, it's going to be no good. Al Shnei Korit Echad. But if it's two particles, it's going to be kosher. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Omer al Korit Echad Kshero. If it's only one particle, it's going to be kosher. Pachas Psula. But if it's less than that, it's going to be pasal. Right, according to Shimon, if there's one complete particle of Lavona, the mincha is going to be good. But if there's no complete thing left, just broken pieces, it's going to be no good. Beep, turn the page at Alpha and Base. About Tanya, we're into another Braisa. Komets Ulevana. Shechisa Kolshu Pasal, Komets Ulevana. That is missing any amount is going to be no good. But it goes against the previous price that said that a mincha is going to be good as long as some of the levona is left over. And the Gemara Tani Korit Levona Shechisa Kol Shehu Pasal. Just teach. The second price is saying that a particle of levona that's missing any amount is going to be pasal. And that goes through Rav Shimon's opinion that we just said. If you buy same another answer, it's Kan B'Levona Haba Imer Mincha. Kan B'Levona Haba B'Fnei Atzma. The first price that we're talking about, the levona is coming with a mincha. In that case, a mincha is going to be good as long as some of it's left over. And the second price is talking about levona is coming by itself. In that case, if any of it's missing, then it's going to be no good. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shalosh Machlokes. But Davar, there are three machlokes about this idea. Rabbi Meir, Savar, Komets Betchil, and Komets Asaf. Meir holds that there has to be a Komets of Lavona that's there in the beginning when the Kamis is done on the Mincha, and a Komets at the end when it's burnt on the Mizbech. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Komets Betchil, and Shnei Kratim Asaf. Rabbi Yehuda, that you need to have a Komets in the beginning, but only two particles at the end. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Komets Betchil, and Korot Echa Asaf. Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to have a Komets in the beginning, but only one particle at the end. I'm learning from one pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'esk kol halavana asher ala mincha and any levana that's on the mincha." Rabbi Meir Savar Adisa levana deikavva ahadei mincha meikar. Rabbi Meir says that the carbon is not going to be good unless the levana was initially set up, but the mincha during kamitza is still there when the kometz is ready to be burnt on his back. Rabbi Yehuda Savar kol v'afilu achad kart. Anything implies that the mincha is going to be good, even if only one particle of levona is there. Ace l'rabbis korit acher, but when it says ace in the beginning of the pasuk, is coming to include including another particle. Rabbi Yehuda therefore holds that the minimum of two of levona are needed for the mincha to be good. Rabbi Shimon ace lo darish, he doesn't darshan the ace. Right, so therefore he learns out that the kol, the milcher is going to be good, even if only one of them is there. The machlokas is talking about a levona that comes part of a mincha.
That's the case of Yehuda and Shimon. You're both going to say that the mincha is going to be good, even if the levona gets lost. Aval, but levona above, if the aso it's coming on its own by itself, and divrei kol komitz v'tchila v'komitz v'sof. Everyone agrees that you need a komitz of the levona to be there at the beginning and a komitz to be there at the end. And if anything is missing over there, it's not able to be burnt on the mizbeach. L'achi yitzvach asher al mincha. That's why it says the pasuk says that is on the mincha. You need it to tell you the bahadi mincha in that the levona comes with the mincha is going to be a little can be missing if the aso below, but if it's coming on its own, then not. The machlokas is with the levona. The frankincense that's coming is part of the mincha. In that case, Rabbi Shimon is going to say that the mincha is going to be good, even if most of it's going to be missing. But if you're talking about the levona, it's coming with the spoons that are put in the shulchan with the lechem abanim. You need to have two komatz at the beginning, two at the end. So the pshita, obviously, why would you think that some of the levona could be missing and still be good? You would say that if it's coming with the lechem abanim. Ka'asher ala mincha damia. It's similar to the case of a regular mincha that is on the mincha. Kamash Mila for Kasey, that's not the case. The lechem upanim is considered like a mincha, but the person says any levona that's on the mincha is talking about on the mincha, that the levona comes into direct contact with the flour. The lechem upanim, therefore, is excluded because it's levona. It's placed on spoons rather than put in the mincha. Paligi ba Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. They both have an argument. Chad number one says machlokas belavona about a mincha. That the machlokas refers to levona. It's coming part of a mincha. In that case, Rabbi Shimon would say that the mincha is going to be good even if most of the levona is missing. Avol levona about a b'fnei atzva. When you're talking about levona, it's coming on its own. Divrei kol komitz v'tchil v'komitz v'sof. Everyone agrees that you do kamitza. You need a kamitza of levona to be there at the beginning and a kamitza to be there at the very end as well. The other one says, "Kama chlokas bezu, kach machlokas bezu." Just like the machlokas in reference to the case of the levona coming, part of the mincha statu if it's coming on its own. Okay, next part of the mincha says, "Chisa levona pesula." If he's lacking the levona, it's going to be pasul. Ha yita ksheira. That implies that if it's extra, it's going to be pasul. It's going to be kosher. Vatan yita pasul. We have a brayso that says it's going to be pasul. Says Gemara, "Remember, I'm a chama. Keep going. Sheir for shlosh nekamatz." And the brayso which tells the mincha with too much levona is going to be no good is where he designated two kamatz from the levona for the mincha, and our Mishnah is talking about a case where he did less than the extra komitz of levona, so it's only a komitz plus, but didn't get two yet. Rabbi Yerachama, hifrish lo shnei komitzim. If he designates two komitzim of levona for the mincha, v'avad echad meim kodim komitzim, he loses one before the komitzim is done. Lo hukbu, they were not established as part of the mincha. Therefore, it's going to be good. Acher kmitza, but if you did it, if one komitz levona was lost after kmitza hukvu, then they're already established as part of the mincha, and the mincha therefore is going to be possible because there's too much levona that's contained in the times of the kmitza. From a Rabbi Rechama, hifresh arba komatz lo shnei bezichim. What happens if it separates four for two spoons of lechem panim instead of two? Right, one for each one of them. V'avdu shnayim mehem kodem silik bezichim. You lost two of them before they did the silik of them. Lokvu wasn't set yet. L'achar silik bezichim. But if two of them became lost after him with the bezichim lokvu, then it's considered established as part of it, and then it's going to be possible. Hasu lamali. Why do I need to tell me this case lechem panim? I know actually not the same thing we just said a second ago. Says Gemara, my l'tema. You would have thought kevin debarir komitz dida. Since its komitz is already determined, kevin shigiyas man leparka. As soon as the time for the removal of the shulchan came, command the prikah that might certainly consider considered removed. Kamash malan. Therefore, it's come to tell you that lechem panim is not possible unless the actual levona was there and the levona was actually removed, not the time when it could have been removed. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day.